The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ivan in for Pat today. Now, always on a Friday, Pat gets a bit peckish for the weekend, what he can cook up for Kathy and all the rest of it. And the wonderful Gareth Mullins, executive chef with what I used to call the Marker Hotel in Dublin, but the Anantara Marker Hotel, joins us. Today, you're cooking up meatballs.
Yeah, and everybody is back to school now, so I wanted to try and do a recipe that it's handy enough to put together, but also, you know, nice and cheap and really delicious. And this is one the kids will definitely love. So I'll run through what you're going to need first. So this is meatballs with Parmesan, oregano and a fresh tomato sauce. So you're going to need some spaghetti, some dried spaghetti. And then for the meatballs, you need 250 grams of pork mince and 250 grams of beef mince. You need 100 grams of grated Parmesan, pinch of oregano, 50 grams of sourdough or any breadcrumbs really, but sourdough are actually a little bit better. 100 mils of milk, so a good splash of milk, and 2 tablespoons of chopped parsley. So that'll be for the meatballs.
Okay.
And then for the tomato sauce, you need a couple of tins of good quality tinned tomatoes, 50 mils of olive oil, a couple of cloves of garlic, 3 shallots, and a sprig of rosemary. So what we're going to have to do then is make the tomato sauce. So to make the tomato sauce, what I want you to do is a medium-based pan. Put it on a medium heat and you add in the olive oil, the chopped shallots and the chopped garlic and rosemary, and saute that for about 3 or 4 minutes until they go soft. Then you add in the tinned tomatoes, season it with salt and pepper, lower the temperature down, and you just let that tick away nice and gently on the stove for about a half an hour, I'd say. And what happens is it starts to reduce down and thicken up. And that's more or less a very, very simple recipe for a tomato sauce.
I thought you could buy the tomato sauce.
You can, of course. But normally in the tomato sauces you buy, there's loads of sugar and all other sorts of things in them. And it's cheaper to make it yourself and really simple. Now, if you just use that tomato sauce and toss it through some pasta, finish it with some mozzarella or some Parmesan, that would be a delicious meal in itself. But I want to talk to you about how to make meatballs.
So we've the tomato sauce now
made. That's on the stove. And then we have to make the meatballs. People may be a little bit surprised to hear that I'm using 2 types of mince.
Yeah, I was shocked. I just thought it'd be beef. Yeah. No, I'm stunned.
Yeah, stunned. Yeah. Nice one. So really, this was a recipe. I actually learned how to make this recipe when I was in Italy. So it's they use a mixture of, if you didn't find pork mince, you could easily substitute that for sausage meat, would also be really delicious. So what you do is you put the...
So is pork mince the same as sausage meat?
Yeah, well, like sausage meat will have some seasoning in it, right? So it'll have, like, you know, different types of seasoning and it may have a little bit of meal in it. So, yeah. But either would do. Yeah, either would do, but the pork mince...
But pork mince is better.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Pork mince and beef mince, you set that to one side. And then in a bowl, a clean bowl, I want you to put the grated Parmesan, the oregano, the sourdough and the milk. And then leave it sitting there for about 10 minutes. And what happens is the milk soaks into all the cheese and the breadcrumbs and it makes this kind of paste. And then what you do is add in the pork mince and the beef mince, get your hands in there and mix it really well together. Why we're doing this is, one, we're seasoning the meat, but also gives the meatballs a lovely soft texture. So after you... Then all you're going to do is roll them into little balls, put them out onto a tray, and then that tomato sauce that you made, put that into an oven-proof dish, and you place all the meatballs nestled in, sitting on top of the tomato sauce. All you're going to do...
Is there any particular size, like...
Yeah, you want to go...
Is there a hurling slither, or is it a kind of golf ball?
I would say a little bit smaller than a golf ball, like a table tennis ball, if we're staying in the world.
Oh, small is that?
Yeah, little small ones. To be honest with you...
Deirdre makes huge, big, massive ones, and then they'd be raw in the middle.
No, that's not good. You want to make sure they're cooked.
Salmonella central.
No, I would say do them a little bit smaller, because what you're going to do is you lay them all out into this oven dish, sprinkle them with a little bit more Parmesan cheese and some breadcrumbs, and then you're going to pop them into the oven and bake them. And what happens is the Parmesan that's through the meatballs and the breadcrumbs, they'll start to caramelise in the oven and they kind of go a little bit crunchy on the top. But the tomato sauce underneath is, when it's heating up, is steaming, and you get these wonderful, soft, delicious meatballs. Then all you're going to do is blanch your pasta. So you're going to cook your pasta, plenty of hot boiling water, 8 to 10 minutes, strain it off, toss it in a little olive oil into a big bowl, centre it at the table, and you have an absolute winner of a meal.
Would serve how many people, that the 500
500 grams. It's going to serve like 3 to 4 people, depending on it. My young flat would probably sit down and eat it in one go, but you know, kids that are hungry.
So I don't eat rice or pasta, but could
mashed
I have chips,
potato.
Mashed potato, chips, bread.
Exactly. Mashed potato is an absolute winner for this. You don't eat pasta
no,
or rice.
No. I drive the rest of my family wild. Like I'm surprised, I'm old school.
I would have never thought that.
Once I had chips with it, I'm quite happy. Well, Gareth Mullins, thank you so much. Every element of the detail in making delicious meatballs with parmesan and oregano, fresh tomato sauce, ideal as the weather gets a little bit cooler, a hearty meal.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.